That's our New Year rooster. Another year of life for the Rosie on the House rooster. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to the garden segment of Rosie on the House. Tuning in from all corners of the great state of Arizona, we welcome you into our call-in talk show designed to answer any question or answer any anxiety you might have about your lawn, garden, hardscape, outdoor lighting, irrigation, trimming, fertilizing, cutting, mowing, transplanting, whatever it is having to do with the outside of your home, your patios, your yard, or your garden. Now's a great opportunity to give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. As always, we have Mr. John J. Harper here, third generation Arizona gardener. There isn't anything you could be dealing with in the state of Arizona that he can't help you with. I've got my co-host Romy Romero here, my son, beside me, getting ready to keep me on track. Sweet Jennifer's here to do background research on all the little things that we have to dig up and find for you, the callers, as you reach in and touch base with us. Again, it's 1-888-767-4348. Mike Reesh and Pete, our broadcast engineers, are making sure our signal reaches you via satellite somewhere is out circulating, orbiting the planet about 30,000 miles away from here. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? Ingenuity, absolutely incredible. And then, of course, we have our call screeners standing by to take your call. Peanut, also affectionately known as Jujube, my daughter. She will take your call, find out where you're calling from, what your question is, and your name. We'll get you on the air as quick as we can. We always start the show with our little landscaping tip of the week here in the very first edition of Rosie on the House for 2014. What blockbusting tip do you have for us to start the entire new year?
Well, you know, we make all kinds of resolutions, right, about losing weight, working out, eating healthier. Most of us. Why not make a resolution to improve your outdoor living space? I mean, we make resolutions about, you know, we're going to redecorate this or remodel the bathroom, or wouldn't it be nice to do this? Well, the outdoor living space in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, is something you can use year-round.
It's your overflow room.
It's your overflow room. We ate Christmas dinner outside. We eat Thanksgiving outside.
How many people in the upper Middle East are doing that today, you think?
Oh, boy. They're booking flights as we speak.
50,000 flights have been canceled or delayed in the past week.
They're trying to book flights to leave. They can't even leave.
They may be snowshoeing south, man.
Yeah. There'd be a way to work off some pounds. But developing a wonderful outdoor living area, and to do all of that, you know, the biggest mistake that people make is just to dive in and start digging holes and planting plants or do whatever. You need to have a plan, just like you need to have a plan for a bathroom or a kitchen or a, you know, any kind of remodel, or a plan for weight loss, or a plan for anything to improve your life or your home. A landscape plan, whether you're going to do it yourself, whether you're going to do it a little bit at a time, whether you're going to have it all done at one time by a professional, have somebody develop a plan. There are so many benefits to that. Number one, it'll look right. Number two, it will also, and this might be the most important thing, it will also keep your maintenance down at the end of the day. If you put the right plant in the right place at the right time, you're going to have less maintenance. How many calls do we get about how to prune this? How do I prune that? How do I prune that? Well, most of those pruning calls are because they put the wrong plant in the wrong place. Now they're trying to make it smaller.
You know, another argument for hiring a landscape design expert is in the millions of remodeling projects I've done throughout Arizona on homes. You can draw a picture of what the project's going to look like when it's done. Spatially, grab it, get your head around it, and understand it. You can't do that with a landscaping scheme, because you have to have the experience to know, if I plant this 48-inch whatchamacallit here, what you got to know, what you're designing it for 15 years down the road,
right.
10 years down the road.
Right.
And you got to have the experience to know what that's going to do.
Right, and that's the biggest mistake people make is putting something in a spot. Oh, it looked cute when it was little. You know, it's kind of like buying puppies, you know, and they grow up. Well, plants grow up, and they might not be so cute anymore when it's 40 feet tall and you're having to prune it. So making sure that you get the right look, and what's going to be the right look down the road is also going to indicate and determine how you maintain it down the road. So you need somebody that knows what they're doing. We can draw pretty pictures. We can come up with an inspirational, beautiful thing. But we also have to have the knowledge to know that, yeah, that tree that's beautiful and perfect right now gets too big for that spot. Or that plant that's got beautiful purple flowers on it goes dormant. And it's in the wintertime, it has no leaves on it. Maybe that's not the right plant for that spot. So there's also knowledge that has to go with that inspiration. So have somebody help you with the planning process and make sure you think all the way through, what's it going to look like 5, 10, 15 years from now? The other thing is, you know, there is, just like in appliances or anything technological, there is obsolescence in plant material. Not trees necessarily. Trees should last a lifetime. But small trees and shrubs and ground covers and bushes, you know, they do have a lifespan. So don't think that this is going to be forever. And for smaller things, it's okay to change them once in a while. I mean, I like to change some things once in a while. I like a new look. I like, you know, you buy a new car, you get a different color. I've had white, let me get red. So, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to change some of those things. But you don't want to have to do that with a tree, with a major vine on a wall or something like that.
You see something you like while you're out, snap a picture, bring it to your nursery. They can help you identify it. That Xeriscape at the Phoenix Water Treatment Plant on Hayden and McDonald, just south of Saboil. That's an incredible place to go see a beautiful Xeriscape. You were talking about the Botanical Gardens.
This is a great time to go to the Desert Botanical Gardens because they have the Chihuly glass exhibit there, which is also open at night. I would recommend you get the 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. ticket. Go while it's still light. Then take a break, go have dinner, and then come back in the dark and see it both ways. It's pretty spectacular. Make sure you have a good camera with you. There's lots of photo opportunities. But the Desert Botanical Gardens, the water treatment plant in Scottsdale, Glendale Public Library, just your neighbors. Take pictures. That's the other thing. If you hire somebody to help you design it, the more information you can give them as to what you like, then the shorter that process and the better that process is going to go. Just like if you're designing a kitchen and they come back with a spectacular plan and you're like, you know what, I don't like cherry wood. You know, well, why didn't you tell us at the beginning? You know, so I don't like yellow flowers. Fine, then we will design it with blue and purple and red. So that you can give them pictures. You know, I love this look. I want to do this. What do you want to do in your outdoor living space? Do you like to entertain? Are you going to barbecue? Do you have kids? Do you not have kids? It's pretty complicated. It's matching lifestyle. Do you want to mow grass? Do you not want to mow grass? It's matching, you know, your needs, your desires, your lifestyle, and also the look that you want to do all in one thing. So it's not something that you should take lightly, and you can make some pretty expensive mistakes if you do.
And in the planning stages, if you don't accommodate a lighting scheme, you're really cutting yourself way, way short. A well-done landscape design, well lit, makes you the envy of the entire neighborhood. It's a layered lighting. I think it's artwork done right.
Well, it is, and it is if it's done right.
Yeah.
Even if you can't afford to do the lighting right away, run the wire while you're doing
Absolutely. All
of this. Get the infrastructure. Put sleeves in if you're building a patio or a paver thing. Make sure you sleeve it for different things so you can run wire and run irrigation to pots and things like that. That's where a designer will help you. Even if you can't afford to do the whole enchilada at once, they will make you think about things and make sure that when you do it, then you don't have to go back and tear things up to do it the way you want.
It's not fun to spend money on stuff you can't see in your garden and landscape, right. But it sure as heck beats putting it in now than 3 years down the road, yeah, and it looks good, and you got to tear it up to put more in. Well,
and the one, if you're going to phase things, this is just what's my one best advice. If you're going to do things a little at a time, the first thing you need to do is plant the trees. Trees take the longest to get to where you want them. I don't care how big a tree you plant, it isn't probably big enough to provide the shade to do what you want it to do. And yeah, this might make some people angry, but I am not an advocate of planting 48-inch box trees. Trees grow faster in the ground than they do in boxes and containers. Plant something. If you have to downsize, you're better off to make the budget work. Downsize. Plants grow fast here. They grow almost year-round. Go with smaller stuff and get it all planted. The sooner you get it in the ground, the better it's going to be, the longer it's going to last, and the faster it's going to get where you want it to be.
Well, Robert in Phoenix has a question for you regarding dormant trees as it relates to their watering cycle during the winter. Don is in Green Valley as well at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's see if we can help Robert real quick. Good morning, sir.
Hi. I have a Chinese elm that's, I guess you'd call it deciduous. It loses all its leaves. And I hand water it. And I wonder, can I just leave that unwatered for a couple months, or is that not the case?
Generally, yes. And generally, we get enough rain, and we've certainly had enough in the last 6 or 8 weeks to sustain it into the winter months. If we get a rain occasionally, and we generally do, it's not a big problem. So unless we went into some 80-degree January, no rain for a month or 6 weeks, then you might want to give it a drink, you know, after 4 or 6 weeks of something like that.